Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority in Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event with limited seating. Registration is required. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
I'm going to just read it out here to you. You got to get this because we're going to have to hone our craft. If the devil's activity and stopping it, and that's what God told us when we came here to Prayer Mountain, pray in the plans of God, stop the strategies of the enemy. If we're going to do this, we got to know what we're doing. A master craftsman knows how to use his tools. Okay? An eye-opening and guiding light on prayer came to me from Kenneth E. Hagin's teachings on Ephesians 6:18. Praying. This is after it tells you to put on your prayer armor. Then what is the armor for? It's for prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Kenneth Hagin pointed out that all prayer in this scripture refers to the fact that there are different kinds of prayer. Other translations confirm that fact. The Amplified Bible says all manner of prayer and entreaty. Moffat translates all manner of prayer. God's Word translation reads, use every kind of prayer and request there is. There are different kinds of prayers, and the different kinds of prayers are governed by different rules. I thought this morning about this one. You remember how the Lord said, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask, you ask amiss. When you're going to pray the prayer of faith for your healing, you cannot put in there, if it be thy will. You have asked amiss and you're not going to get it. Because every kind of prayer is governed by specific rules. Knowing this fact is fundamental to praying effectively. Kenneth E. Hagin used the analogy of sports. There are different kinds of sports, and each one has its own rules of play. Playing one sport with another sport's rules would bring confusion. Imagine trying to play basketball with football rules. Imagine trying to play soccer with a tennis racket and tennis rules. All these ball games come under the heading of sports. But in sports, there are different games, different sports with different rules. Someone might ask, well, isn't prayer prayer? Yes, it is all prayer. But there are different kinds of prayer, and different rules cover them. We have, and I listed out some of the kinds of prayers that the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches the prayer of faith. That's Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. There are other scriptures that govern that too. We ask in Jesus' name, we ask the Father. We don't stick in there, and if it be thy will. There is a prayer of consecration where you consecrate yourself to the Lord, where you're praying about where to go. Maybe he told us like 20 years ago to come to Branson. We had to say, if it be thy will. We didn't know for sure. but then he made his will known to us. And that's the only kind of a prayer Jesus ever said, if it be thy will. When he was praying a consecration prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But never in any other prayer did he say that. The word of God is the will of God. And you base your prayers on the will of God. You find out God's will for your healing. You find out God's will for other things. There's the prayer of agreement. It's got its rules. Got to be two of you or three. You got to be on earth. You can't do this with a ghost. If any two of you on earth agree, the prayer of praise and worship. United prayer. Prayer in tongues. There are different kinds of prayers with different kinds of rules. Now, in answering this lady's prayer, she was just so courteous. And she said, I'm not trying to be contentious, but I think it would help some people. And she worded it so well that I wanted to use hers, though we had others. When Shelley and Tom were taking authority, they were taking authority over demons and evil spirits behind the wicked weather. When I asked people to pray for those who were touched by the wicked weather, that's a prayer to God. We don't have authority over God. We have authority over demons and evil spirits. Do you see that? But when we're asking God to bless, that's a totally different thing. Now, in the papers that I passed out to you, on point number two, authority is given, it is bestowed. God gave authority on the earth to Adam. Adam committed high treason and gave his authority to Satan. God has restored authority on earth to the believers through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible has quite a bit to say about authority if you just wanted to go through. I chose to use another translation, the King James. King James sometimes says power. There are two words translated power. One of them is dunamis, dunamite power, and the other one is exousia, authority. But it's given, and notice how it always says that here. Matthew 9:8. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to men. Matthew 10:1, he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over what? Unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven. Now, this is after he raised from the dead. We call this the Great Commission. And Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go ye therefore. So he turned and gave that authority on earth to believers. Authority has limits. And this was one of the questions she asked. The believer has authority over Satan, demons, evil spirits, the powers and authority of the air. We see here that we're told how it operates. I didn't put them all down here, just a few. James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. When you use your authority and your realm of authority, he will get out of there. He has to. It's how this works. It's the law that governs it. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, and really the word adversary in Hebrew is Satan, Satan. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. He can only do it if somebody lets him do it. Whom resist? Steadfast in the faith. So we see here we're to be watchful. We have a watch up. If you don't have your watch up, he can slip in. Ephesians 2:2 tells us about this authority. wherein in time past is over the, it reveals to us that there is a realm above the earth in which demons and evil spirits have authority. They shouldn't have it. Adam gave it to them, but they have got it. And if you think they don't have it, I meant to put this down and I didn't. But even in the book of Revelation, it says that the Antichrist gets his power from the dragon. That's an authority. He gets his authority from the dragon. Satan has some authority. Adam gave it to him. Now, it's not operative against you. People who say he has no authority, no, are they wrong? Because it is clear in the book of Revelation. I wish I'd put those scriptures down. I don't think I did. It is clear in the book of Revelation that he gives his authority to the Antichrist. So, he's got some authority, but it's been defeated. And authority over him has been given to the body of Christ. But it says in Ephesians 2:2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the authority of the air. They are there. There's a prince over them. He's Lucifer turned Satan. But you've got authority over them. The spirit who now works in the children of disobedience. We're going to come back to Ephesians 1 later, which tells us we're seated at the right hand of the Father. Now, this scripture that we read, Ephesians 2:2, is right in the middle of the portion of scripture describing Jesus and his body seated at the right hand of the Father, far above these entities where we are told to sit, to rule, and to reign. Point number four. The believer does not have authority over men. That's witchcraft. And he does not have authority over men's wills. I remember a lady came in here one day when Ahmadinejad was so vocal in Iran. And she said, why don't we just as a group take authority over Ahmadinejad? We don't have any authority over Ahmadinejad. We don't have any authority on the crazy guy who rules North Korea, who announced that he had put off an H-bomb yesterday. But now they doubt that he really did. But he said he did. So we don't know. But anyway, we don't have authority over him. I tell you who really has some authority, and that is South Korea. South Korea and the Christians there, and there's so many of them. Bless the Lord. So I know that's how they're working down through it.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event with limited seating. Registration is required. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 28th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. Register today and guarantee your seat for the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. Register online at billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.